Air Force last year was the surprise team in the Mountain West. They went from 2-10 in 2013 to 10-3 in 2014. Coach Troy Calhoun joins us. Coach, how did you guys turn it around?
I think a lot of it, you had a bunch of seniors. We had 28 seniors that were able to stay healthy. And anytime you have an older group that has some experience and they're on the field week after week, you're going to make good progress.
All right, so let's get to the Boise State game because it was one of those games where I thought, from the Air Force perspective, kind of went as game plans can go. You kind of broke them down. I thought the victory, I'm not going to say it was easy, but it looked like you guys really took it to them, executed flawlessly, got some turnovers. Why was that game, did it look that way? Why did it look like that?
Well, you mentioned it, Jeff. I think the biggest thing, just, you know, being fortunate anytime the turnover part of it, that helps. And yet it's one day. You know, it's one game. I think, you know, you go to a, just because Kershaw strikes out 14 and pitches a shutout doesn't mean automatically 5 days later he's going to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just realize that it was a single contest.
But your approach to that game, was it another game? Did your guys say, hey, this Boise State, let's see what we can do here, or is it just another day?
I think each game is unique. You know, I think it's part of the emotion and the passion of being able to play this sport is that each Saturday or Friday night or wherever else they got us lined up to play,
right,
is its own precocious, I mean, just its own entity.
Yeah, and these game times, I know, not high on your list in terms of getting people engaged in Colorado Springs and more of them to these games. That's been a challenge, hasn't it, some of these kickoff days and times?
Yeah, your priorities. You know, I think if it's if the priorities are the supporters and being able to connect and truly engage with your community and ultimately the welfare of the young people that are the participants, the players, it sure helps when there's some consistency that way. And when you live in a splendid area, when you have mountains like you guys do, you know, and you get a ton of sunshine, let's soak in some of those rays and kick her off in the afternoon.
Talk about one of your players that really kind of had a breakout game against Boise State, and that's Wes Steelhammer. I believe he's one of the guys that you're counting on again. What allowed him to get those four interceptions in the game, and what are you looking for him to do this year?
Well, I thought he had a very productive spring ball. He's still a guy that has some growth that has to occur in his body. You know, obviously being at the academy as freshman year, you go through basic training. There's no red shirt. There are still some things development-wise that can occur and will help him going down the road, too.
But you got quarterbacks, tailbacks, wide receivers, O-line. Not the norm, right? I mean, you lose guys all the time. You're always restocking. But you've got some experience really coming back.
We don't. I wish we did. Yeah. You know, we only have we lost an awful lot. Like I said, all 28 seniors. Probably, you know, a few, three or four programs maybe in the whole country that, you know, lost as many starters as we did. We start from scratch, you know, essentially with where we are. And so we have an awful lot of work to do in August, and we know that. We start practice in 48 hours. We start Friday evening, so it's not even August. It's July 31st when we'll kick it off.
And how about the people who come back with experience, though, that did play quarterback and win a game and did run the ball well and caught the ball well, big guys, and some of these other people? Is their experience going to be sort of up for grabs for anybody to take their job?
I think it absolutely is. I mean, our place, it needs to be that way. You know, I've worked at other universities, and I think anytime you're able to, you know, redshirt, you have all the summertime that you do in terms of that team development and, you know, the chemistry that you can build, you know, the esprit that occurs during that time and the leadership part of it. We're here. We start from scratch. We really do. And I think especially this year, as much maybe as any other season I've been a part of.
We're joined by Troy Calhoun, the head coach of the Air Force Falcons. Coach, everybody seems to be lacking experience at quarterback. Nate Romine played a little bit for you last year at the end of the season. Kyle Pearson, I thought, did a nice job throughout most of the season. How important is experience at quarterback for you, and what are you looking for either him or whoever gets that job?
Well, you'd love to have it. You just don't get a chance to fill out that dream list very often, you know, where we are. And, you know, you look at, you know, there in Boise, I mean, to have a guy that starts for 3 or 4 years like Moore, Mm-hmm. I mean, his junior and senior year, just, I mean, you aren't going to find a more prolific, a more productive, a more consistent, just down after down player than he was, especially at the quarterback position. So it can be instrumental, and yet the reality is the kind of instruction and teaching that has to occur and the fast track that you got to try to get a guy moving along so he can be a high performer for you.
How quickly, when you put these guys through the paces in August, do you get a sense that this group could click a lot sooner than others? Or, okay, we got some work to do before they're really going to be back.
Yeah, we're going to have some work to do. It's one of
you
those cold
already.
Realities.
You know already.
One of those, that bluntness that we're going to have to encounter. And again, it goes back just not having having so few returnees. You know, especially I think it, you know, defensively they only have four starters back. You know, it's, we're starting anew in an awful lot of spots. But there's part of it, though, too, it's kind of exciting. And I say that from the standpoint, you got new guys that emerge and guys make mistakes and yet they learn from those mistakes and maybe they don't repeat them. And, that's why you coach. That's why you're involved with young people, to be able to see some of the, you know, some of the stages and the progress and that kind of development that does occur.
You're listening to Mountain West Media Days. Bob Beeler and Jeff Caves here on 93.1 FM, 1350 AM, The Ticket. Troy Calhoun, the head coach of the Air Force Falcons, joining us. Coach, last year the Mountain Division was so much more dominant than the West Division. I mean, between you, Colorado State, Boise State, Utah State. Do you see the Mountain Division as having an advantage again? Do you see it as the better division?
Well, you don't know until once you get into the year. I think last year, and you guys got to correct me on, I think there were four teams that won double digits, you know, during the course of the year. I think, you know, we're one of those leagues probably where you have to do things a little bit differently. You'd love to see us be in a league where the top two teams, rather than playing divisions, you just said, hey, the top two teams, mm-hmm. go have at it. The team the best record, whether you use RPI, whatever you use,
sure.
That metric to say here's one and they host and here you go. I think that would be much healthier for our league to take that approach. It's different. It's outside of the box, but it'd make for an even stronger league. The other thing is I think you end up building games where you play everybody. The thing ends up happening whenever you have divisions, it ends up being divisive in terms of you just don't, I won't say cross-pollinate, but you don't, you know, at least you should play. 3 out of 4 years, a kid should have an opportunity to go experience and play good, healthy, friendly, honest competition against the opponents. Anytime you only do it 2 out of 4 years, I think you miss something.
So, Coach, we've got improvements at the stadium in War Memorial in Wyoming. Colorado State's whipping out $220 million to rebuild what they have.
Yep. Keep going. I love it. Well, you're on the right path. Come on. Keep going.
I don't know, though, Coach, because if you come in my living room and I've got little guy sitting here and you're telling me he can go to the Air Force Academy, whether or not he's impressed with a locker room or a football stadium, say, son, just shut up. Tell us about what's going to be this kid's life and how it's going to change his life and a chance to go to the academy. So does that make it harder to sell internally that you need a stadium upgrade?
Yeah, there's no it all depends. I think you know, you look at some of these places, how impressive it is, the administration, the commitment they've made,
yeah.
to their football programs. And you mentioned it, you know, to see it in Laramie, to see it in Fort Collins, to build a $200 million stadium. You know, look at it in your own yard.
Right.
You know, over
right.
the last 15 years, you just look at the staff salaries at Boise State. There's a difference.
Right.
There's a reason why they're really, really strong, and it's commitment, you know, that way. And that's you tip the cap a little bit when it comes to that kind of competitive character.
How so tough is it to do it there? I mean,
what's that?
How tough is it to go knocking on the major general or whatever and say, you want to take a tour with me? Because we are really behind here.
Yeah.
But does it make a difference with those kids? Because they're kids, too. I mean, maybe it does.
Yeah. Well, I'll say this. You know, you come to our school, it's a hard path. Mm-hmm. And you just got to know it is not for everybody. It's just not. So let's not beat around the bush that way, and we'll get right to it. So you know, and your mom and your dad know,
exactly.
It's a hard, hard route. And if you are able to make it through the plate, you're going to go through basic training. You're not redshirting. You got 4 years, and you're done. You're going to serve on active duty. NFL, no, that's not happening. You know, you're going to, if we need you in Korea, you're going to Korea. If we need you in Syria, there you go.
What do you need most facility-wise? If Jeff and I had a blank checkbook, we were going to handle.
Oh, you would? I like this. Golly, you just
we'll go see the president.
Our soul
we're going to get a new
bit.
President, maybe Trump or Hillary or somebody. Come on, Coach.
You know, that's the beauty of that place, really. You don't get caught up in any political part of it. I can't tell you one party from the other. You do know the values that are imperative to have be a part, not just of our program, but for those young men and young women once they graduate from the Air Force Academy in terms of how well they serve and lead.
Difference between a Commander-in-Chief's, which you won last year, and a Mountain West. How do they rank at Air Force?
There's one that you really, really love. Not just your service academy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we'll leave it at that. You know, so you don't
well, what,
get in trouble.
What a season. I mean, I don't know if you look back on it, Coach, or with your those seniors will. I mean, Colorado State, Boise State, Army, Navy. I imagine winning that Commander-in-Chief, that's very important to them. And then, but those other two wins. Street cred as they move on. You beat some great football teams, great quarterbacks.
Yeah, well, like I said, it's 1 year. It's one game, each one of those is. But it is neat whenever you play the other academies. And I think more than anything else, just because you know what those young men and young women, you know the commitment they've made for our nation. And for a couple hours, you run into each other. But for 15, 20 years, they're going to do something else.
Coach, thanks for your time.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.